From Washington, I'm joined by Dr. Webster Griffin-Tarfley, author and historian. Welcome to the programme, sir. Doctor, there are reports and corroborating evidence through footage we've received that the so-called Free Syrian Army is recruiting children in the war on Syria. I mean, are we seeing another child soldier instance like the world experienced in Liberia?
That seems to be the result of a report by Human Rights Watch, as well as the video footage that you mentioned. It now seems to be an open and shut case that the terrorist death squads of the Free Syrian Army and their related groups, al-Nusra, which has now been branded as a terrorist organization even by the U.S. State Department, are carrying out precisely these war crimes. That we've got children as young as 14 who are being pressed into military service, and as you say, we have this graphic video proof that one of them has been incited to behead a prisoner of war. So this is a horrendous situation which has been created by NATO and by the United States, creating and shipping in and then supplying and arming these death squads. I would also say connected to this, you've got kidnappings of journalists with threatened executions. I'm thinking in particular of Anna Kochneva, the Ukrainian female journalist who has been captured by the death squad somewhere between Damascus and Homs, and they were threatening to execute her on Thursday, and as of right now, I don't think we know anything about her fate. It would be, of course, urgent for the State Department to call off their death squads. The other thing, though, I think is civilized humanity is going to have to intervene, and I think there are two things that seem to be in the works. A Russian news agency is now reporting that there are talks about sending 10,000 peacekeepers into Syria. This has been on the drawing board for quite a while. This would be the Collective Security Treaty Organization, Russia, Kazakhstan, and some others. There's also the option that since the group that has kidnapped Anna Kochneva, which is one of the main death squads, they say they want to kill everybody from Russia, from Ukraine, and from Iran. Now, under those circumstances, it is a well-established international practice that if you have terrorists who want to kill your nationals, you can send in troops, certainly to evacuate them and to protect them during that process. The U.S. has used this as an option many, many times, so it's a well-established thing. And it may be that these two options, the peacekeeping force and the need to send in foreign troops to prevent the massacres, may merge, because this would then be all foreigners really in danger. And, of course, wherever the rebels take over territory, they threaten to kill Shiites, Alawites, Kurds, anybody who's a Christian, anybody who's a foreigner is in danger of being massacred by these NATO death squads. So this is where the U.S. policy of the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton has brought us.
Right. And Doctor, very briefly, I mean, efforts by the West seem to be mainly focused on regime change in Syria. Just what are the consequences of regime change in Syria other than a temporary power vacuum?
Well, chaos. And as I say, an unprecedented bloodbath. And I think I seem to detect in the behavior with Hillary Clinton that she doesn't want to be associated with the bloodbath that would occur if these death squads ever really got the upper hand, right? She ducked out of the meeting in Marrakesh this past week saying she had a stomach flu, and now she says she fell and hit her head and got a concussion and therefore can't testify about what's going on in Syria. If those death squads ever take over the country, there's going to be a massacre of unbelievable proportions, and some politicians can see that coming. Again, I think it's important for the world to intervene and stop this before it goes any further.
Indeed. Dr. Webster Griffin-Tarfley, author and historian from Washington, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.